And finally, Popolorum Progressio Foundation opened its directors' meeting today at the Vatican. Lydia O'Kane tells us more.
40 years ago this year, Pope Paul VI wrote his fifth encyclical, Populorum Progressio, and dedicated it to the vision of development, saying, "The world is sick, the poor nations remain poor, while the rich ones become still richer." 25 years later, Pope John Paul II kept that vision in mind when he set up the Populorum Progressio Foundation. He said it was intended to be a sign expressing his closeness to those who find themselves in conditions of grave privation and who are frequently neglected by society or by the public authorities themselves. The foundation works in collaboration with the Pontifical Council for Human and Charitable Development, Cor Unum. Over the past 15 years, it has examined over 2,000 projects to benefit the poor in Latin America and the Caribbean. One of the main purposes of the directors' meeting is to study projects presented. The 220 this year will be examined, and funding of $1,800,000 will be made available to those that are approved. Monsignor Carol Castile is General Secretary of Cor Unum.
This meeting is taking place in the Vatican as the one in the year 2000, so as to renew the fact that this is a papal foundation. The Holy Father will certainly want to say a few words to the Administrative Council.
The Populorum Progressio Foundation Directors' Meeting will continue until June the 14th. I'm Lydia O'Kane.